SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Come back! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morency.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morency. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people, the bust them, and everybody else between throwing it down. Sirius XM channel 159 live from Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada as we kick it. National Football League draft is going on and it's craziness on the strip. Toronto Raptors got their ass handed to them by the Philadelphia 76ers. We got Teddy Covers. We got Matt Perrault in the house to personally mock me to my face instead of like we always get into it online. We got a bunch of nut jobs. I got dudes asking about their son. Can I plug my cell phone in here? I'm like, bro, no. Get out of my way. No. Shout out to Fat Bud from San Diego, old school Vegas. We're kicking it here. So NFL draft, we were waiting for that. All right. Oh, wow. Type of moment. And then deals start to happen. They started to go down. And if you tune in to Game Time Decision before the draft started, we told you that Kenny Pickett probably would end up going to the Pittsburgh Steelers. We also told you he'd be the first quarterback taken. And I also said, and listen, we put $250 on this one, about over under defensive players taken in the first round. It was 15.5. This is one of the easiest wins, slam dunk, lock plays that I've ever seen in my life. We were watching it all together, and people were like, hey, Morency, God, that was an easy win, huh? So it's 15.5. It actually came down to the final pick. Credit to the odds makers. Credit to the odds makers. It came down to the final pick, and we had a safety take, and we win that bet. And it's a good thing that we won as many NFL draft bets as we did because we went down hard with the ship tonight. Cue the Titanic music with the Toronto Raptors. And, Mr., why'd you bet that? Rolled into the sports book and the slide over, Mr. Ted Savransky. We're going to share the mic here. Instead of telling me why'd you bet that, we rolled in and you saw me and I'm wearing a Raptor jersey. And the first time I saw Teddy, I'm like, good to see you, Teddy. And it was sort of like Sixer just hit a three up by 19 or so. I look at him. He goes, well, I wish I knew you didn't want to watch a game with me. I'm on the Sixers. Sixers. What's up, Teddy Cover?
Rency in the house. Could be live with you, buddy, here.
It's great to see you, Teddy. So, first time since what? And it was brought up. I'm not good with dates, but first time since 2018. Shout out to Fat Bud who brought it up. So it was Jordan Poole, Michigan, Houston. That's why I remember that. And it was the Virginia. Why'd you bet that?
That's
when. So I know, but I wouldn't remember what year technically it was. So it was 2018. So you and I have not seen each other in over 4 years.
We're due.
Good to see you, buddy. Doesn't feel like that long.
The thing that amazes me, dude, you look exactly, you're like, you don't age. You know,
really
from the first time I met you was like, what, like 2005 or something? You look pretty much the same. Like, I look 100 years older than I was.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And you look the same, which, considering your lifestyle, blows me away. How do you do that?
You know what? And I don't really say, you know, not just you. I was with people that I work with at the Score Television Network last week in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
And they said the same thing. They were like, dude, it's kind of creepy. They said, you look the same way that you did 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Everyone else was fatter and different and stuff, and
look,
I was the
this,
exact
dude.
Same.
You know, this wasn't like this 15 years ago, you know? Not even.
No. You're a handicapper, that's why.
Yeah.
Hey, great to see Teddy. We got Matt Perrault in the house. Where's Matt over here?
Hi.
Matt Perrault, all right, listen, we got the radio affiliates coming in. We'll get Matt in the next segment. We're going to do a little sing around. Share the mic. Oh, yeah, thanks, Mean Gene. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Brent. Set up the players, the hustlers, the people, the bustlers, and everybody else in between. We're throwing it down. We got a stacked house live here from the MGM. We got prime property right now. Sports Rage is being broadcast right now. We're in the front lobby. Security's going crazy around us. It's amazing. The Raging Redhead Cam Stewart wasn't even to appear, and I think I see a ghost of Cam because he heard we got pretzels.
Oh, God.
And Cam just killed the lights.
Check him out with the bag, too. You know,
hey, good job, Cam.
I lost the keys.
Good enough, Cam in the house.
Stop.
We got We got some good shit off here. We got Matt Brown, we know for a couple of years now. Me and Teddy go back, 15, 20 years. We got the Raging Red at Cam Stewart. We got Matt from Illinois in the house. He's a hardcore rageaholic and a big fan of the network, and he's always on Twitter, and he's stoked to be hanging out here. We got old school Fat Bud in the house. And
what up?
Where's the other dude at?
Some other guy, yeah.
Well, I'm looking around. I'm like, there's another dude here. And there he is. Hey.
Mark Gibson. How's the prep? Good. Good stuff.
So is it with John from Kitchener? He's thrown off. He's in the background here. So I'm like, I look around. I'm like, it's a sort of common pattern now. There's no women in the room. Like, no, like, there's no women. Although I have gotten a ton of compliments from my shoes from women today. And we're going to get into this after, actually. But Cam was a witness to it. And we basically started a lesbian couple fight on an elevator because of my shoes. My shoes started a lesbian couple, like, really got into it. Like out of jealousy, one of them said to me, really nice shoes. And the girlfriend was not happy, said, whose shoes? And turned around and, like, looked at one to punch me in the face.
Mm-hmm.
And then they started arguing with each other. Cam got the worst of it as the elevator went on. They nearly thought there was going to be, like, punches are going to be thrown and stuff like that, just like punches would have been thrown if I was on the court with Joel Embiid. I would have knocked his teeth out. This guy, like, cheap-shotting Chris Boucher like that. You go to Montreal North, and Embiid, we'll find out how tough you are. Help the Miami Heat, like, burn you. Bad, scalding, hot. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
Whoa, yeah! The Late Night Anger Management Class, NFL Draft Edition, live from Las Vegas, Nevada. Hey, what part of silence on a set don't you understand, Teddy?
I said, hey. I just said, hey,
hold on.
I love you, Teddy.
The Raging Redhead Cam Stewart wasn't supposed to be on the show, but it turns out you lost your keys. You're locked out of your room. What's going on, Cam? Good to see you, buddy.
Always a pleasure, Morenci. You know when you're a loser? When you have, like, here's my wallet with an elastic band. Like, what kind of, like, I mean, I go to the grocery store, like, wow, this guy's really got skills. I actually won money betting last night.
You have an elastic band over there. That's
not his ghetto. Loser thing. I got, like, these cards, everything's loose. Like, I got some horse tickets here. Like, no, at least Teddy's wallet, it might weigh 20 pounds, but it's solid. Like, this thing, it's so loose. Like, I don't know. I think my cards, I think they're in the can. You know that bathroom that we were at when we were down there watching that game? I don't know where it is, Morenci. I will say this, though. It's been a beautiful evening.
Well, besides the Raptors losing by, like, 82 points.
I don't think about that stuff anymore, friend. You know what? We have to move on. It was great to see Savransky again, and I love Savransky. He always brings up, like, good stuff, and he's always got that quick, like, rapist wit. He's very, very sharp, and I'm going to tell you this, Morenci. It's
I've never heard that term before.
No, it's not a good term, man. No, I wouldn't use that term.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, Teddy. Like, other mysteries. Anyway, who cares? Like, he's a good guy. No,
me and Matt, what the hell is this guy talking
about? Sorry, Matt. He's just got sports picks and stuff. I'm just trying to say this.
All right,
Morenci, I'm sorry. I know you gave me a card for your room. I put yours away by the soap. I don't know, like, I got three.
You put my card by the soap?
Yeah. When I go to my bathroom, I have my cards by my computer, and I put an M on it for you by the sink. But I don't know how to get back in my room because I don't know where my cards are. I told you every time, like, and I don't even get that wasted. Like, I just lose things. I just lose things a lot. Anyway, horrible night.
So what happened?
I heard Matt.
Were you able to get on your floor or what happened? Like, you left us. And what happened?
So everyone's saying, ooh, you can't. Oh, you need your card to get there. You know what the funny thing is? I didn't have a card. I hit 5 and it worked. So that's life's mystery. Like caramel. How do they put the chocolate and the caramel in that thing and make it work?
You're from the,
you don't get it. It's a chocolate bar and it's got a lot of mysteries. But I'm going to tell you, I don't know how the hell I got here, because you need the right card to get to the floor, but I hit 5 and it let me off with no card.
So let me ask you, I was going to ask you, so you, how'd you get in here? You just, like, they let you in, but you couldn't get on your floor.
You let me in because I knocked on the door. Right? Excellent.
This is like
I'm pretty sharp.
No, it's like the Kramer story about so you were returning the pants you were wearing.
Yes.
Like, I don't really understand. Like,
I don't understand.
We
talk. How the hell do I have no card? How do I got no card? And I hit the number 5 and we go there. When we
That's
were,
what I'm saying.
When we were happier, that lesbian chick had her like her whole gadget out and she's like, bang, bang, bang. After the chick complimented your shoes, she's like, the shoes. And then her friend was like, oh, we got to get off this. Oh, you have no idea.
I'm glad I got it in. That story. So, guys, I swear to God, so I'm wearing these Rick and Morty shoes. And I don't know. These shoes are going to start a fight, like, in the middle of the night. I can tell, like, in the nighttime.
Whoa.
I've had girls are like, nice shoes, honey. And the boyfriend gives her a dirty look. But other people come up to me and mock me. Hey, you know, your shoes are a different color, huh?
Well, that's...
And then another.
Like George Kurtz. Like,
yeah. And then, like...
he still thinks... Hollywood Henderson's playing for the Cowboys.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you guys are fashion. Yeah, you know, at least he got it with the great shoes. But, you know, people are going up. So me and Cameron are getting on an elevator. And there's a modern couple. And it's like modern family, modern couple. And one of them looks over and says, nice shoes.
Yes.
Except it really pissed the other girl off.
Like, big time.
Like, yeah, she goes, who has nice shoes? You turn around, like, she was ready to fight me.
When
type
I left,
thing. So we get on the elevator.
I'll tell you.
And I'm the one with the key card. So I got a key card, and I do mine first. I'm like, all right, I got to get out of here, because I can tell there was tension. I was like, I didn't even make eye contact with him. I was like, all right, I just looked down. And I'm like, I scanned my card. And then the girl that got pissed off starts yelling at me. 12th floor, hit 12, and then I'm like, hey, you need to scan your card, all right? And there's some poor guy, Cam Stan, there's another poor guy with convention, and he looks scared. He's like, oh my God, what did I just get into? Yeah. So I'm like, you gotta hit your card. But I didn't say it rudely to him. I'm like, you gotta hit your card. And Cam saw the look on my face. I gave everyone a grin as I got off the elevator, like I got out of jail. I looked over, I was like, have fun, guys. I got out, and then Cam tells me, he starts slamming the phone into you. He goes, 12.
Another thing about you, Morency, is like, you work a lot, you do a lot of shows, but you always find a way to get out before like real bad things happen. Like, you know, you're very, very slick. And I'll say this, when I watch that door close, that other girl like literally looked at her partner, and I'm not a guy that's gonna report,
bad. I got
I'm
first
not gonna report
too.
Female on female abuse, but that other girl was done. Like, right. The minute they went to the room, like, it was gonna be like a domestic.
They're even having really hot sex, or the other girl has gotten beaten up bad. The other girl's like punchy.
Not hot sex, I'm predicting punches. Like, you know, those chicks were like, that chick was an animal. Like, she goes, Rick and Morty? I like Rick and Morty. You're like, yeah, cartoon's pretty cool, you know? And the other girl's like, yeah. And she, but then
her exact words are, who the F is Rick and Morty? That's what she said. It's like, hey, it's a cartoon. It's all good, baby. Like, it's just a pair of shoes.
Man, I gotta really respect you. Like, thing is, Morency's like,
I like how Matt Camp says, respect. Matt hadn't said anything. He's just standing there.
Well,
he's a Bruin fan. Yeah, respect him.
Way. I'm not gonna be here all night. I'm just gonna say this. I respect everybody. I'd like to thank everybody for coming out, Teddy. I love you like a brother, man. We've had some great memories. You've been there from the best, some of the best, with my boy Blessing. Hey, Matt. Gabe tells me you know Taekwondo, and that's a problem.
No. Like, I said he boxes.
Oh,
I
boxes. Okay, well, boxes. That's
no, not Taekwondo.
But you're a professional boxer?
Yeah, right.
No, he's not. He's
professional.
So he can hurt you if he wanted to.
And it's a little shadow box here.
Yeah, come on, man.
Boxing.
Yeah, give me something.
No.
No punching bag?
No.
Yeah.
Come to the gym.
All right, listen. Punch. Why don't you punch Cam as hard as you can in the stomach? Let's see how hard you can punch. Punch him in the stomach.
I'd prefer not. But,
punch him in the stomach.
Projectile vomiting.
Yeah. No, it's actually a good point. Why?
I'm joking.
Punch Cam.
punch Cam in the face.
Yeah, Matisse, you like that?
Matisse loves it. I love that guy. Oh, what a night. What a night.
Hear the headphones. Matisse is howling. Hey, Matisse, you like that? I said, yeah, well, you see, you're going to punch Cam in the test. Why don't you punch him in the stomach? That was too good.
Hey, Matisse, I tell you something, man.
I remember the story that you told about Cam getting in a headlock back on the day.
Who's headlock?
Rutan.
Oh, yeah. No, he said Morency was good, though. Because he
in a headlock.
Oh, people don't understand the way that thing went down. So Morency and Mauro Ranallo was like, you know, boxing guy. So they tricked me. They're like, okay, we're going to play a trick on Cam with Boss Rutan. And Boss Rutan's a really good guy.
You know Boss Rutan?
Yeah.
97, 94. So yeah, but basically, I gave Cam a bunch of questions deliberately that would anger Boss Rutan. Because I told Cam, I said, listen, I know you don't know everything about this guy. He said, just trust me.
Yeah.
I'll give you the questions to ask him. And you know what I mean? So I asked, like, you know, why were you such a short-lived champion? What do you say to people that say you suck? Like, who's talking like, and the thing is, it was too good. Boss Rutan, though, and Boss Rutan's even an actor. He's in movies with Kevin James and stuff. But you're such a nice guy, Cam. He couldn't keep a straight face. He started laughing. And he goes, oh, he's too nice. I can't do this to him. So what the deal is, we set Cam up. We wanted to set Cam up and ask the question, and Boss Rutan was going to get up and going to go, I'm going to effing kill you, and we wanted to scare you and stuff.
Yeah, that's it.
But he couldn't. He couldn't.
I'll tell you the end of the story. We're going to a break. You guys got to stick around. I know I'm drunk, but I'll give you a tease. You want to hear this one, and I'm telling you.
You're fine. Yeah. You just said minutes ago you're not drunk.
No, I'm fine. I'm sober as a judge.
Judges are
judges sober, aren't they?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What's the dumbest bet I ever heard of?
I disagree.
Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. Getting crazy in here. It's getting chaotic. Cam Stewart. You know, I entrusted Cam Stewart with my hotel key card last night, and he let me know he lost it.
That's fair.
I'm kidding. I'm just kidding.
No, but here's
now I just like the irony.
Yeah.
And just by chance, I asked you. It's easy to hold this mic. I asked you earlier. I said, hey, didn't I give you 98-96 final, the Dallas Mavericks just won.
I didn't want to admit.
That's it. And Mike Conley traveled with a couple of seconds left.
Lisa, you know what I'm telling you? Lisa,
oh, y'all, you winners. Oh, look at you.
Boom.
I'm a Raptor. All you, whatever, man. I had a good NFL draft night. But, all right, so, Luca, you're a big hero. 98-96.
What's your issue with Luca?
Oh, I like Luca. I don't know big Luca.
I found Vinny's headbutts.
I just like to say that they won the games earlier without him. Now it's all the cameras on Luca. My name is Luca.
I live
on the fifth floor at MGM.
My name is Luca. I hit free throws for you.
Yeah, come on, Luca.
Hey,
catch me. Yeah, I love that.
Nah, I really, whatever. It is what it is. And you know what made it easier to Raptors losing tonight? The fact that we are in Vegas. It's sort of like, all right, it's over. And I got to be honest. I really expect that. I'm wearing a Raptor jersey, too. A lot of people would have taken it off, but I'm wearing a jersey.
Who's that?
I haven't been chirped by anybody. People are like, tough loss. Sorry, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's the one thing with Vegas, Cam. Like, other people are jackasses. Like, Vegas isn't an online, like, Twitter. People, anyone here, they bet. So they know you lose. Everyone, like, I was talking to another dude. He goes, man, my night sucked. I lost this. He's all pissed. Like people online, you know, no one ever loses. Come to Vegas. You'll meet real world, like, problems.
No. By the way, I love your mic. I'm going to tell you another thing. Those guys were all Sixer fans and stuff, and they're going wild, and they knew we were cheering for the Raptors. There's no problem.
No.
You said it. There's no ill will. But all I'm going to say. What the hell are you guys talking about? Taekwondo or boxing, whatever. Who cares? I'm going to tell you something, Morency. I lost your card, but I know how to get it back. Everything's cool. Who's in your can? Now there's a guy like yelling and you're like,
what is going on here?
Yeah, I don't know what.
Who are you talking to? No, let him talk. Like, who is he talking to?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Kitchener.
Hey.
What's the deal?
Yeah, shut up over there.
What you got? You got something going on? Like, what's the deal?
I'll tell you, Marenzi. This guy's, you know. Hey, Teddy, it's a pleasure seeing you. No, honestly, Teddy, you know what I love about you?
Hey, look at Michigan Matt here. Watching the show in silence, not causing problems.
Know why? Because he's a great guy. He went up to me. He's like, listen, Cam. He goes, well, can I buy you a drink? I go, I'd love that.
He bought me a beer earlier, and it cost $9, and I appreciate it.
He's a good human being. Teddy Zavransky, same thing. You need a guy, Teddy, I know you're lippy, but I always loved about you. You always told it the way it is. You've always told me, too. Like, we make a bad bet. You go, you guys are losers. Horrible pick.
Yeah,
you
know what? And I respect you. Bet that?
You know what? And the thing is, you need a guy like that. You can't have everybody that's a yes man.
Okay, so I love you, Teddy. I know you're lippy.
That's right. Let me tell you, talked about a thing. Yeah. Like, we actually, like, hey, Teddy, it's been a long time, man. And I'll tell you something. Some of our great memories, like the time that I told you busted my balls, busting balls, everybody's balls. Like, Teddy, you're a big part of the family. I love you, man.
Oh, there it is. Hey, Cam, man. We'll bring Teddy in here. Okay, Teddy, remember, the last time we saw each other, I brought this up, Cam, to Teddy. And let's have a toast to Brian Blessing and Dave Malinsky here in a minute. But we'll start off with the Brian story. It was 4 years. Ago, it was 4.5 years ago. I know. It's funny. We all take those moments for granted, don't we, Teddy? At times, I don't now anymore. Like, listen, my mother died on my birthday. All right. I thought my mother was calling me to say happy birthday. They were calling me and telling me, hey, your mother just died.
Oh,
right? So, like, I've had disappointment in life. Right? So, that's why, like, when people are like, oh, you lost the game, I'm like, oh, yeah, I know. It really ruined my life. Right? It's a game, bro. So, I've had death. But, man, every death of people you love, I've always said this, you carry on, but you get emptier. You get emptier and emptier. But you sort of, you know, you take things for granted, even, like, girlfriends, couples, even people you were with, not with, just everything in life, man. Soak it up and enjoy the moment, man. But I actually did. Like, I really did remember. I remember even at the time I had a good time that weekend, Teddy. You know what I mean? It was that the whole, everything was funny. Cam disappeared. Like, Cam was a missing person. People are like, where's Cam? He's been missing. I'm like, nah, he's all right. I said, he's probably at another casino playing blackjack.
I fell asleep in the
Then
truck.
8 hours turned into 10 hours. And then it was sort of like, man, he really hasn't been gone for like 14, like kind of gone, right? And then I was in panic, but then I was sort of concerned. I was like, all right, let's start like sort of asking around where he at type thing. And then right on cue, we're at Circus, and Cam comes in, like, just imagine, like, Saturday Night Live, that music, dun-dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun-dun, you know, and Cam walks in, except he's walking in, but he's got, like pines and, like, stuff stuck to him, you know, those things, yeah. He's, like, picking things off and leaves, and I'm like, yo, bro, everyone's been worried about you. I said, I thought you were in another casino. I was watching the movie, like, The Hangover, where Buddy fell on the roof. Cam's like, he goes, I don't know, bro. He goes, last thing I remember, I was in Subway, and I think he goes, I just woke up in a bush.
It's true. No, I woke up. I think I hit the deck, and you know me, I was dancing like one thing.
It was right outside of the and Matt, and Matt's gonna look at us and go. Matt lives here, and I used to live here, right, Matt?
That's nice bush.
No, I was going to say, you're not a Vegas local unless you passed out in a bush or got into a fight or slots for fun.
I love slots.
Slots for fun. That's when you passed out in the bush, slots for fun.
I woke up, and I walked to the bar, and that guy who wanted you to, like, bang his daughter, the Rolling Stones guy, like, he's like, hey, Cam, you got some lettuce on you.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. It's kind of weird, but it's like, you're in the business, so some guy rolls up. He goes, I want to introduce you to my daughter. He goes, you can have a good time. I'm like, dude, it's your daughter.
Yeah, he's like, trying to set Marenzi up with
Yeah, he set me up with a daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need a new link.
New link.
We had a missing link. No, we're good. Yeah, where is that Rolling Stones guy? Forget him. I forgot his name.
He wanted you to, like, get with his daughter. He's like, remember? And we had money on the Michigan-Houston game, and the guy's just, he's like, hey, guys, I got a song. And he just kept, like, giving you the headphones. Dee-dee-dee-dee, Rolling Stones. I'm like, who the hell is this guy, Teddy? Like,
that's
he came.
Jordan Poole game.
Yes.
That was Jordan Poole.
That was that weekend. Yeah. So back to the Blessings. So that was a Saturday night. Jordan Poole hits the shots. Amazing to see what he's developed into, right? So he hits the shot for Michigan to beat Houston. That weekend was just too funny. Cam thought that he bought a plane ticket to leave on Sunday night. except, like, you know, you come to Vegas and he bought a ticket, except he was leaving Saturday. Yeah. He didn't realize till like Saturday morning. He's like, Jesus, man. And I'm like, God, you're an idiot. I'm like, you know, and then get them, no, get this. This is the best part. This is the best part. I'm like, dude, you got to know when you're betting, like Sunday night, Saturday night. Yeah. 2 hours later, my cell phone, ding, 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 flight alert, your flight leaves, I'm on his flight. I'm on the same flight,
yeah, thanks, bro.
We're on the same plane. I get, and I told that stupid airline, I'm like, you're right, the stupid airline wasn't set. Cam, I swear to God, I asked the lady, because it was confusing, I said, listen, I don't want to leave Saturday night at 12:10. I want to leave Sunday. She goes, yeah, Sunday 12:10. So me and Cam got Sunday morning 12:10. No, no, but like
the red eyes, you know.
Yeah, and, no.
I stopped doing
it. Oh, so the best is Jordan Poole hits the shot. I win like $2,000 a time. And we're running around, we're all happy and stuff, and we win, and we're all pissed off because we got to go. It was the first time ever. We got to go right to the airport, so we literally got paid at the window. We got paid at the window, and then we went right to the airport. I was all mad, but it would have saved us because I would have lost every bet that I made after. And the best part is, so me and Cam are all mad. We have an early flight and stuff. We get to the airport on time. We start drinking at the airport at Chili's. We're crushing like chicken wings and the chicken tenders. They had to call our name on the intercom.
Oh, to get you.
They're all like, Cancer, Gabriel Ramsey. And like, we left. We're like, oh my God, we're going up. Like, it's one of those deals. But I swear to God, that's the first time ever, Cam. I was so happy when I woke up Sunday morning at home. And I remember seeing everyone else on the weekend. Again, oh, I got to go back. I'm like, we already did it. We're done. Like, I woke up. I was watching the morning games. But Jordan Poole, so back to blessing. That was the year, and it's easy to remember, Teddy, because it's the only time a number one seed has ever lost,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
that was the game.
Remember that, yeah.
So blessing bet the over. What was it, like 118 and a half type thing?
Yeah, dude, they were like 34 at halftime or whatever it was, and it was like 40.
We were at Circus, yeah. And Petty's the first time ever. He goes, why the F would you bet that?
It was like
and blessing 50. Looks at him and just sort of like melts. Piper was on TV, just sort of looks at him like, F up, bro. And that's the one thing about Blessing.
Well, why would you?
Fun guy, but he didn't like being jabbed about bets, right?
Yeah, some and then, bets. It depends what it was. Like, because you guys, like,
I don't know, but you're. That's all I Teddy's digging it in. Teddy's digging it. He's like, it's like 35-35 with 10 minutes left. Oh, I know, yeah.
It was like 53 at the 12 mark. He's like, yeah, I got the over. I'm like, why'd you bet the over? I mean, you just don't.
You're like, who bets the over of a Virginia Cavalier game?
Yeah, and Virginia, Maryland, Baltimore County. It's like, no, dude. Why would you bet? I mean, that was just my reaction. It was my natural reaction.
You just said, hey, man,
why'd you bet that?
Your bet, but that's the thing. That's why he's
snapped. But then.
You're always ragging him about his totals, right?
After I said that, that's when UMBC started raining threes. Yep. And all of a sudden, it's like the three and a three. And Virginia hits one at the other end.
Hey, we're going to a break. We got to tell a story. Me and Teddy know each other 20 years doing the shows. And the why'd you bet that is the maddest you've ever known me, right? You even call me after you said, are we good? I said, what? I bet that? I said, what? You an idiot? I was like,
steam coming out of your ear.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, Brian, care to place a wager? Tomorrow night on Fox's Celebrity Boxing, I've got Carol Channing beating Mike Tyson in 3 rounds.
Carol Channing. You've got Carol Channing, the actress, beating Mike Tyson, the boxer. Hell, give me $50 on Tyson.
Yeah, you're in good company. Betting Freddy took the same wager.
They lay off Fred Flintstone. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci, the pimps. The Flintstones might have been like my introduction to gambling, actually. I started like gambling as like an 11-year-old. But if you think all the best episodes of the Flintstones, what are they about? What are they about?
Bowling.
Fred and Barney go to the racetrack. They win a bunch of money. They skip work. Like, think of Fred Flintstone. He was willing to dress as a woman to get in for Women's Day at a baseball baseball game. Thank you, man. Like Fred, I love that. It's my favorite episode ever. They go to the, they skip work. They go to the racetrack. They lie to everybody. And they win a bunch of money at the track. And then Bernie says, hey, gee, Fred, I can't wait to tell Fred and Wilma and Bernie about all the money. He goes, what are you, an idiot? He goes, we're not telling anybody. He goes, we're burying it under this rock. And then they put the money under the rock and they get robbed. That's the nice and easy. Nice and easy. The guy with the gun. And what I like about Fred, too. He was willing to cheat on Wilma at the drop of a hat every time. Like, anytime some, like, you know what I mean? Every, like, the damsel would come in, like, to hustle him, and Fred would fall in love, right? Oh, yeah, she's hot, eh, Barney? And the best ever to line, too, is, of course, the Winston commercial, which it was actually a real commercial, and it turned out it wasn't a commercial, it was in the episode. So Fred and Barney go in the front yard, and Betty and Wilma are mowing the lawn. And Barney says, geez, Fred, I really hate to watch women work like this. As they're having a smoke. And he goes, nice, smooth Winston. And Fred responds, yeah, so do I. He goes, let's go in the back so we don't have to see them.
That's excellent. It's so real.
Like, people don't realize, like, the Flintstones, like, how just, like, Fred Flintstone. Hey, and Matt Perrault joined us. Great stuff, Matt.
Yeah.
You never know?
Yeah.
And hey, this is the best one ever. If you guys remember what Fred was like, do you remember when Fred played for the baseball team, except he got sick and he didn't play, and the little kid, Joey, whatever his name was great, and he got signed with a pro contract, and Fred lied, and it was him? Like, Fred was just, like, a pure liar. Like, he was a scumbag liar. Love Fred Flintstone, degenerate gambler.
Yeah, yeah.
What's up, Matt Pro?
Hi, well, how are you? This is the most intimate I've ever seen a radio setup in my life. We got people all crowded around. It's very. I don't know what the word is. Tight.
No. This is. You know what it's called? It's called Sports Rage.
It is.
MGM. Unplugged, intimate.
Very tight.
It's intimate.
We're all
intimate.
Very intimate.
I love you guys. Yes. I got to roll. Marenzi, I'll get your key in the morning. Matt, take it easy.
You are awesome.
Take it easy, bro.
I absolutely love him.
I love you, man.
I love him. He is so fucking fun. Oh, sorry. He's so funny. Sorry. I forget where I am. I've been off the radio for a long time now. I apologize. Drop button. Bam. There you go.
Yeah, it's like the Super Bowl when you said you were driving in and you heard me. And you're like, did he just say this? And it was like four times in a row.
That was absolutely the best. I'm driving. I'm driving and listening to the show, and I'm like, does he know that he's actually on the radio? It's F this. I'm like, wow. And I get there, I'm texting Dave Sherpin. Does Gabe know he's on the air?
No, I clearly didn't.
It was awesome.
No, I clearly didn't.
Clear as day.
The best is I dropped an F bomb. And then I was told in my ear something, and I told them to F off. I was like, hey, listen. I said, we're during an F and break. I said, suck, whatever. I said, and then I realized, that 10 second.
What's that?
I realized as I started my text, you know, the management and people started blowing up.
Yeah. What did you do?
Come on, man. I was kidding. Come on, man.
It was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It wasn't like, like this.
I know, and it was Super Bowl, like Thursday.
Right,
Super Bowl.
Right in the middle of all the heat of the Super Bowl. Everything else, you're on Radio Row. It's like, this is really, really fun. And then, like, woo boy, here comes the drop. Like, okay, we don't know what we're doing.
But yeah, Cam Stewart's quite the hurricane, isn't he, man?
He's absolutely phenomenal. I mean, both of you guys together are phenomenal. But what's so wild about this week is this room is exactly how I thought this room was going to be. When I came in here, I was like, we're going to your room. Let's go. I think this is one of the more, like, you walk in and wow.
It might come as a surprise, but it turned out MGM management were comfortable with doing Sports Rage for the sports book.
Yes, you were very comfortable. Yes, it's a great work.
They were, no, because I was like, well, we have a set. You guys saw we did a TV show down there. And I even asked, I said, well, why the hell are we not just doing, like, the show? Why do I got to do the show in the room? They're all like, wow. And they don't want to tell me anything. And I found it behind the scenes.
Oh.
No, but number one, people associate me, and it's a weird business, this business, but people associate me with FanDuel and McAfee, etc.
Okay.
And number two, they didn't want to have to worry about having security guards around our area, which they would have.
True.
Which they would have.
True.
Between the guest and us and me mouthing off and people mouthing off and me walking past them and stuff, it would have turned into like a brouhaha.
Well, you're echoing in this room, so like putting you out.
Well, we took that studio over today. Yeah, listen, everybody was broadcasting from the MGM today. You saw when we were on, man, we had people stopping and ladies, a lot of lovely ladies too. I'm very popular with the...
to cougars.
You definitely attract them. So, like, you, the voice and the whole everything definitely gets.
It's my different color shoes that attract them too.
Yeah, I have to say though that like it's as loud can be. Like you and Sharapan, you both love to have your feet on fire.
Oh yeah, that's right. No, Sharapan like loved them. He was like, bro, I saw you from a mile away. He was all happy. He goes, you can see. He goes, Gabe. He goes, I saw you walking through the casino like a mile away with these.
But what is this? Like, what? Why?
I mean, what is this? This is what you call hipness.
I asked it the same damn question. Like, what is this? Like, the hipness?
No, what is it? You know, I don't know if you know the TV show.
I do know Rick and Morty. Yes, of course I do.
So you see,
I'm 45, and you're older than me.
There you go.
It's awesome. It's absolutely awesome. It is loud.
Well, see, Matt, when you're on national television like I am,
okay,
and you have a high profile like me, I need to look my best.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I see. So this is the best?
This is
your best?
This is this is my Vegas best. This is the draft best, yes. And at the Super Bowl.
Yes.
And I tell you, me and Sharapan, listen, I gotta tell you, I wasn't a fan of Sharapan. I thought Sharapan was a little over the top today.
Really?
He had a green velvet.
What? Well, his
But me and Sharapan do both appreciate adding a little flash and color to our repertoire.
Where are you on the hat?
And that's why I tell you what, I can't walk 10 feet without girls telling me, hey, great shoes.
And we're in a room for five guys. But
well, who's to say who's going to be here after you guys leave?
Oh, I see how it's going to be.
Are take you the under.
Yeah, right. Oh,
just take the under. That's all I'm saying, yeah.
Settle down, Savansky.
Do you like the hat on Sharapan is the question.
Yeah, for the draft, I thought it was all right. You know what I mean? Like, he's got to do it. My deal with Sharapan is I don't mind his sports book look and his draft look. That's all good.
Right.
I don't like when he rolls it like with different hats and different teams every day. It's hard to keep up. And like he pissed me off. Like I'm a big Dodger fan. Like he was wearing like a giant jersey and a Dodger hat once, and I told him you just can't do that.
Sacrilegious.
You can't mix the two.
Yeah, I hear that. I'm with that. But
hey, listen, you and I got into it last year a lot, and listen, to be honest.
Yep.
We're both losers in the sense, because Vegas and the Canadians both did not make it back. But the difference is, the Canadian fans are still supporting and cheering their team. You guys in Vegas, Vegas Golden Knights, emptied the building the other night right away. It was all empty. Even Vegas local, a good Twitter account, was saying, what the hell is this, right? Bandwagon, you guys are fake hockey fans here. You're not real hockey fans. The only reason the team got so... I don't want to insult people that love the team and stuff, but I'm just saying...
Well, you have to explain what fake hockey fans are then.
I'm just saying, no. I'm saying there's no expansion team in the history of any league, bro.
That's done what they've done.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So fake fans.
So let's find out how real they are as the team starts to suck over the next couple of years.
I would agree with you.
Because they already started to turn their back already, bro.
I would agree. And look, if you're looking at where the team's going to be in the next couple of years, Montreal probably it has a little bit because they're younger and they've actually gone and drafted some players to come up. Vegas wants to keep winning and they keep on mortgaging the future to win. That's going to catch up with them and it's probably going to happen either next year or the year after that. If they bring back the same management and same coaching staff, they're going to be right back where they are right now. But Vegas has a real big difference than Montreal just because of the transit nature of this entire market. And there's NFL football here. The Raiders are going to be...
And wait, and the Raiders are better, going to be better and get better.
Well, every Raider...
And wait till the NBA is going to be here in what, 3-4 years, whatever,
then,
right?
Then so, hockey's... I'll give you this. When the NBA
And what about...
Up,
so Major League Baseball gets here, the A's move here, there's NBA basketball, suddenly the Vegas Golden Knights are 4 on the totem pole.
No. Then baseball, one, won't work here, and two, I don't think baseball's ever coming here.
I agree with you in a sense. Vegas is not a baseball town. No, you're right. I totally get that.
41 games? I mean, or sorry, 81 games?
No, I totally get it, Matt, but the problem is it's a better option of what's going on in Oakland right now.
Absolutely.
And unless in Oakland, and you know what? I know this because I saw you retweeted what I talked about with the Expos. Dude, you see in Oakland, nice waterfront, build on the ocean. It's nice.
do it. But the thing is,
they won't do it.
They won't do it. Environmental concerns. Right. And it's like, right. No, environmental. You just don't want to do it. You don't have the money. You don't
want to
do it.
They want $250 million of taxpayer money here to move here. And we already gave $750 for the Raiders.
Oh, so people are now there.
People are like, we're not
paying. We'll do it for the NFL, but not MLB. But Teddy, no, exactly.
Well, we needed a dome stadium. We don't need two. What do we need two for?
That's a good
this
point.
Market's not that big. We don't need two dome stadiums. We've got
the You can't
one.
Put the A's in a Legion. No. And Teddy knows this. It's not a base. It's not a big Babel.
People, think about this.
You don't want to be big here. The MLS team will be a slam dunk. That's going to be massive.
It's fun to watch. But here's the problem with
and the NBA is going to be one of the highlight showcases, circuses.
It'll be Raiders and the NBA team 1 and 2 every time. But imagine this. You're coming to Vegas, right? You land here. You're staying at MGM Grand. You want to go spend 3.5 hours, 4 hours at a baseball game?
I know. It's a good point.
You want to go do that?
That's a good point because people say the other things, the tourists. No, it's different when the NFL. It's the NFL, right. And you're in and out in 3 hours. You're betting. Same thing, NBA game's 2 hours. It's a good point.
Bang, bang. In, out.
Coming to Vegas.
Star power, right? Yeah. Baseball's got star power. But
and
baseball.
Even if you're married, you come here. Okay, let's say that you're from Chicago. You come here, White Sox. You're playing the Vegas baseball team. You can't tell the wife we're going to 3 games the whole damn time. Geez. No, we're going to a concert. We got to go to dinner. Right. We're going to one game.
Right. And hockey is quick, it's fun, it's fast, and it's a show. Baseball will try to do that here, but it won't work.
I agree.
And the Raiders,
but it might end up here. We'll put them back in Montreal then.
Go ahead. You're going to have
them. The A's, and Montreal will work again.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? Take them to a market that they want baseball desperately.
That's the whole thing. At least they want it.
Yes.
Okay, so we got to get Teddy in here. Teddy says he's got to leave in 10 minutes. You're staying for 20 minutes, Teddy. We'll get you in 20. But what do you think of the NFL draft tonight? Any wow moment? People didn't think it was, people didn't expect much from this draft. And I guess it kind of delivered in that sense.
Well, A.J. Brown getting traded was
But probably, that was big. And I'll tell you what, though. I think Tennessee did a good job.
Yep.
They got picks back. Boom. They got a new wide receiver and Trayvon Burks out of the deal. Kenny Pickett ends up with the Pittsburgh Steelers at 20. What did you think of the draft?
I think Kenny Pickett is going to be a really interesting guy to watch simply because he's got a lot of hometown pressure. And so now everyone thought it's great place. I don't know if it's a great place. We're going to find out really fast. I mean, it's a Steelers organization that does two things really well, talent evaluation and head coaching. So they like him. So I'm not a talent evaluator. I'm not a guy. He's going to break down a dude's hand. I don't care about his thumb and how he holds the football, but he's going to have to go and play in the NFL now. It's different than playing in the ACC. So
I think it's over-talked about this stuff.
Of course it is.
Everyone, fingers are too small.
Yeah.
It's all bliss. Come on.
Come on. Right.
Man, you saw his hand.
Yeah, too small.
The thumb. Can't play.
The thumb, right?
There's no starting quarterbacks in this draft, and everyone knew it except Pittsburgh.
Right. So, wait, Mike Tomlin, who's been in the playoffs for 19 years in a row, doesn't know anything he's doing.
He doesn't know anything. He's an idiot.
Yeah. And that's the whole thing about what everyone says, exactly.
He's an idiot, right?
I know. And he Pickett practiced in front of him with the Pittsburgh Panthers, knows him in the facility. He doesn't know anything.
So,
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh yeah, let's roll. Late Night Anger Masterclass. Teddy Covers in the house. We haven't really even gotten into it yet, Teddy, so... Talk a little bit about Brian Blessing. You were talking about Kenny Pickett earlier, and whatever, bro. We can talk about hand size this and hand size that. And, yeah, he does have small hands, and I can't argue it. In a sense, if you look at this guy with the smallest hand in the NFL right now is Jared Goff. And I like Jared Goff, but at the same point in time, Jared Goff's big weakness, he can't play in the rain. Can't play in bad weather. The ball becomes slippery, can't grip it the same way. So I totally get that. But Kenny Pickett... in New Jersey, played for the Pittsburgh Panthers. And listen, I'm not the president of the Kenny Pickett fan club. I didn't say that I would draft him. But what I said earlier was to you is that Mike Tomlin knows him.
Right.
I had some dumbass troll on my chat earlier tonight. Oh, who was his name? Josh Colbert. Yeah, this guy knows it all. Yeah, I'm sure this guy, like...
By name.
I swear
all to, about by name.
I swear to God, Colbert. Like, it's nice to have you back, but you're just as dumb as you've ever been. So, I said that tonight before the draft, I said, look for the Steelers to take Kenny Pickett if he's still available. He's like, I live in Pittsburgh and there's no way in hell. God, you're dumb, bro. That's why I'm the host and you're a loser troll. That's why I make a lot more money than you do. So shut the hell up and don't tell me what to pick. But I said that Kenny Pickett, would go to Pittsburgh. And whatever. I'm not saying I love the guy, but I'm not surprised. But you're ragging on the kid already.
I'm saying I don't think he's a starting quarterback in the NFL. I don't. And neither did anybody else, which is why there wasn't a... You know,
what do you mean? No. That's wrong. Neither did anybody else. The Pittsburgh Steelers thought he was starting quarterback. They just drafted him.
They drafted Mason Rudolph, you know?
Not in the first round. And Mason Rudolph's been a decent backup for him. What do you want? He's a backup quarterback.
That's what he is, and that's what Kenny Pickett is.
They don't think that if they took him 20th.
So, does Pittsburgh have any offensive line? Because last year, the Steelers' their biggest issue wasn't anything but, you know, it was the ghost of Ben Roethlisberger, where the offensive line was the problem. They were rookie QB.
Who's better, Pickett or Roethlisberger at this age? More with Teddy on the other side.